time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program, here's your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well, not too bad. Not too bad. What do we got for a Friday? Decent weather?
It should be a really great day.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, good.
75. Winds are, I think, going to stay on the softer side. Still a little bit breezy, but a little better.
I wore a shirt with sleeves today because, well, I didn't want to look like Larry the Cable Guy, but I just walking out the door this morning. 29 degrees. I was kind of dressing for this morning more than for this afternoon. Yeah. The beauty is you can always go home at lunch and change.
That's true.
So it's not such a bad deal. It is going to chill out, though, it looks like, in the long term. So we're going to get a little more springy weather, more so than the early summer weather that we've been enjoying here the last few days. But you take the good with the bad, right? That's why we invite you in.
Yeah, I had to dig out another coat today. I think I'm down to like three of them I've got to office now.
Well, do a good job here because you're the good to our bad. So help us out here. Tell us about Camblin's.
If you're looking into a bathroom or kitchen remodel, you'd really enjoy seeing the new innovations available from Kohler and Sterling. These two manufacturers are constantly showing new styles and finishes in both fixtures and faucets. No other manufacturer can offer the broad assortment that they do. No other manufacturer offers the color spectrum that they do. Camblin Plumbing and Heating offers these two top lines all at discount prices every day. We can help you in your selection process and, of course, install with the professionalism and efficiency that you expect. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Let me try that again. Thank you, Brett.
You bet.
I'm not all the way across the building. I'm right here. Don't worry about it. Hey, I wanted to visit a little bit this morning about our Branson trip coming up in June. This will be the last time we're really going to talk much about this for a while here because we talked to the tour company a little bit, and they told us that actually we could have more time to fill this thing up. We do have some more space left. You know, we've never completely filled the buses, and that's largely because we don't want to. It's nice to have some empty seats. So that folks can spread out a little bit. You know, we have some room for supplies and things like that. But we do have some extra space on that trip. So if folks were considering the possibility of going but just couldn't get that decision made early enough to meet what was our original deadline at the toward the end of March, well, we've got some more time. We'll have another couple of weeks. Actually, 2 weeks from today we have. So we have two more weeks to get things going. If you'd still like to get in on that, you still have a chance. We've heard from some folks who were talking about, you know, boy, it's just hard to make that decision that early. You know, if I had a little bit more time to figure out if it'll work into my schedule, then maybe we could make that happen. So, unfortunately, you know, they couldn't get that taken care of in the original time frame. But the tour company has given us some more time. They told us, yeah, it's no problem. We can stretch that out a bit. So April 25th, Friday, April 25th, will be the deadline now for us finishing up. And that'll be a hard deadline. That'll be it. We won't be able to do much after that. So we hope you consider that and think about maybe taking off with us. We have a lot of folks that go with us year after year after year after year, or maybe they've taken a year off and they had some other vacation plans last year, but we've got some folks who have been on the trip before with us who are back again this year. It's always nice to get some new faces there as well. You know, the benefit of going on deals like this is it's easy. I mean, literally, all you have to do is pack. Mm-hmm. And then you show up, you hand your luggage to the bus driver, he'll take care of it from there, you know. It's about the easiest thing you can do.
Yeah, find a seat and enjoy.
And we take care of pretty much all the rest of the stuff. Most of the stuff is really taken care of plenty ahead of time. And we want to make this as simple as possible for folks because, hey, let's face it, you're on vacation.
Yeah.
You don't want to do Mathematic Olympics. That's just no fun when you're on vacation. I mean, the only math we want you to do is making sure that the change is proper when the folks hand it back to you when you've purchased something along the way that you liked. But, you know, we'll have pretty much everything covered for you. We've got everything included. From the time that we take off to the time that we come back, your entertainment's provided. You know, the only meals, we've had some folks ask about meals and stuff. While we're there, all the meals are covered. We have we're leaving June 10th. That's a Tuesday, and coming back on Friday, June 13th. We'll have dinner that night down there. The next couple of days, breakfast is provided by the hotel. They have a big deluxe breakfast, a hot breakfast for us each morning. And then also each evening when we come back, if you'd like to partake in that, they do have the snacks, the cobbler and ice cream and cookies and things each evening when we come back after the shows. But then also your meals, the lunches. We've got lunch at the College of the Ozarks where they always feed us great. Mm-hmm. That's just a can't miss. A lot of folks like that. That's kind of the highlight of the trip for some folks.
Yeah.
Because some of us like to eat a lot. But then also on, and that'll be on Wednesday, on the Thursday that week we head down, we're going to do a sightseeing, a three-hour, just kind of a casual cruise. We've rented a boat. Chris is going to row. We've rented a boat.
Hope you're strong at the gym. Yep.
Yeah, hope you're strong.
Doing those rows at the gym, getting ready.
Yeah, no, we've got a nice cruise boat that we've rented, a cruise ship that we've rented. We're going to do a river cruise, and it's just a relaxing time, just to kind of get together. Sometimes it seems like we're always on the run, going place to place to place. You know, we kind of scheduled this in last year to try it, see how it worked out. Oh, boy, people loved it. We heard a lot of good comments about that, so, and I know I loved it. I got all my sun that day.
Yeah.
But we had a chance to just, you know, either inside or outside. If it's hot, the inside's air-conditioned, beautiful little boat. They take care of lunch for us. It's all catered on there. So we have a good time with that. And your evening meals each night are provided. The only meals that you might be responsible for if you want to do that, would be on the bus going down and coming back. And we're going to make stops where there's food available. Some folks maybe pack their lunch, you know, bring something with them, whatever. But whatever you choose to do, we left it that way because it's kind of easier.
Mm-hmm.
We used to provide box lunches on the trip down and back. But that gets a little cumbersome.
Yeah.
You know, then you got to deal with all the trash and the boxes and stuff. And and folks may not necessarily get what they like. Maybe some dietary issues get in the way there, too. It's just easier for us to make a stop, and you can grab what you want or bring what you want. We will provide some snacks, and we will provide bottled water. So you will be taken care of there. We're not going to leave you completely in the desert.
Yeah.
So you'll be covered there, too. So all of those things are covered. Aero Motor Coach Lines will be providing us the transportation down and back, so it's a comfortable trip down and back. I can't do anything about that. If I could snap my fingers and make us be there immediately from here, we could do that. But, you know, it's not Bewitched. It's not I Dream of Jeannie. We can't do those things. It's not Star Trek. I wish it was. You do have a bus ride involved. But like I say, we will make a couple of stops along the way, too, to get yourself a chance to get watered and freshen up a little bit, all those kinds of things. And then, of course, we didn't even touch on the shows yet. You know, we got some great shows lined up for you. Largely, we depend on the folks that go the year before when we pick the shows that we want to attend. We try to vary it so that there's a little bit of variety in there. We always try to get like a traditional Branson-type show, and that would be the Haygoods this year. In fact, that'll be the very first show we see. It might be the best show we see. Mm-hmm. You never know. Sometimes the first one you see is the best of the week. But the Haygoods, they're one of the originals in Branson. It's one of those traditional Branson variety musical shows. Should be a lot of fun. A lot of folks enjoy that. And then we've also got on the agenda the Jonah Show at the Sight and Sound Theater, which is a great venue, and they always put on some tremendous shows. Whether you're familiar with the biblical stories or not, it's always great theater, and you will probably learn more. You might think you know a lot about biblical stories. I think you'll know a little bit more when you walk out of the theater. Great shows, a beautiful theater, a lot going on behind the scenes. It's a very detailed, elaborate place.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a behind-the-scenes tour. We did that once before we went to the, which one was that? Was it Noah?
Noah, yeah.
We did a behind-the-scenes tour. That was almost as fun as the show.
Yeah.
Because you learn so much about how they operate. The costume changes are incredible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A small place, and they're all helping each other out and coming and going. And, yeah, it's pretty impressive.
If you think about, you know, what you've seen or understand about biblical times, the clothing was heavy.
Yeah, it's not just to throw on a T-shirt.
And yeah, it wasn't T-shirt and jeans like it is now. You know, heavy, elaborate wool stuff. I mean, they want to make it look as real as possible. But then again, they've got all kinds of different ways where they'll use Velcro here and there. And I'm not too sure that that Jonah walked around with Velcro on his robes and things. But it's amazing to see the process that they go through, because some of them have to make several costume changes during the show, and they've got a real interesting process that they go through to get them in out of one and into the other. And but anyway, you'll learn all that kind of stuff behind the scenes. Those are, that's fun to do. And then we also have two other shows on the last day that will be there. One is, are you familiar with the Broadway, the stage presentation, Mamma Mia?
I'm not, personally.
You didn't see it? I did see it out in Las Vegas. I had a chance to see it. It was a fun show because the music is fun and whatever. But, you know, they took the music of the group ABBA, and they made a Broadway show out of it. If you haven't seen it, I'm not going to tell you what the plot is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a girl trying to get married, and all of a sudden some issues pop up with her father. That's as much as I'll tell you. But it's all based on they integrate the music of ABBA, which was popular back in the early 70s, and that's it was one of the most popular Broadway shows when it started making the rounds. We're going to go to a show called Dancing Queen, which is an ABBA tribute show. It's at the same theater where we saw the Irish Tenors last year, and it's some of the same performers will be performing in that too. So they guarantee us it's a great show. We're going to check that out. And then also later that day, we're going to head to another tribute show. This will be a Johnny Cash, George Strait tribute show. George Strait, of course, Johnny Cash has left us, but George Strait is leaving the touring business anyway. He just finished up his last tour as he slows his career down. So we'll have a chance to enjoy some of that stuff too with some great performers there. So a lot of stuff all in there. And again, we have some great prices too. We're going to keep those discounted rates for you. We're not going to bother going up to what we had intended for the full rate. So we're just going to leave it at that. $500, double occupancy is the rate. We also have a single, triple, and quadruple rates too if you've got a larger or smaller group that you'd like to take with us. But $500 is the double occupancy rate. We have a lot of great sponsors. That's why we can keep it inexpensive for folks to go. If you'd like to make the trip, but you want more information, check our website at kjan.com. Go to the contest and promotions page, and you can see more information there, just kind of bullet point stuff about the trip. If you want to actually see our itinerary, you can just click on that. We have a clickable link there to bring up the PDF of that, too, so you can take a look at that. But again, April 25th, 2 weeks from today, will be our firm deadline for getting folks registered. So if you've been considering that or been thinking about, well, maybe it's time to start talking about vacation. What do we want to do? If you want to make it easy, hey, lean on us. We'll take care of you. So check it out. If you're interested, get a hold of Stacy here at the station. She'll get you all signed up and get you ready to go. She just needs a bit of information from you, and we'll be contacting folks again soon with all of the final details as we get ready for what should be another good trip this year.
Yeah, it might give an extra group of people that opportunity. Like you said, I know I'm one of those kind of people. It's hard to pull the trigger and make that final decision on what you actually want to do, and maybe it's close enough now that you're able to make that decision.
Absolutely. So to consider that, check it out, and call us if you need more information, too. We'll let you know more. Now, we didn't include like a trip to a muscle car show or anything, so Brett's not going to be able to go with us this year. If we did that,
maybe sometime.
You'd be there, I suppose, if we did like a muscle car thing.
Well, June's a tough time for me to leave. It seems like we're pretty busy that
early
time of year.
Air conditioning season. Yeah, folks, just turned them on.
Yeah.
Hey, tell us more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Camlin Plumbing and Heating is 96 years old this year. Camlin Plumbing and Heating has been with Lennox for over 75 years. With that kind of longevity, you can be sure of the quality we represent. You can be sure of the warranty situations, and you can be sure of the expertise of our installers and repairmen with all of our schooling and continuity with one manufacturer of heating and cooling products. You can be sure of us carrying the most parts that might be necessary for the repair of any Lennox furnace. And you can be sure of the value of what you buy and its longevity. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes to us from Zig Ziglar. Failure is a detour, not a dead-end street.
Excellent. Little inspirational message for us as we head into
our Friday
weekend.
Good weekend coming up.
You bet. We hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. Thanks for coming in.
Yep.
Enjoy your weekend.
You too.
Very good. Hey, thanks for joining us this morning, and you go make it a great day, and God bless America.